Good morning. This week, we will focus on the mind of Christ in the world. We have been making the point that the mind of Christ is possessed by every believer. It is about us being filled with the Spirit of God and the Word of God, so that we are in communion with Christ, doing what Jesus instructed us to do, and thinking His thoughts after Him. It is about not being conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our minds, so that we may prove what is that good and perfect will of God. When this is evidenced in our lives, church, and families, we will see great change. Also, when we speak of the mind of Christ, we are not talking about moralism, meaning that we are not just seeing Christ as a moral example to follow. Rather, we believe that we are redeemed through the person and the work of Christ, transformed as a result of that, and conformed to the very image of Christ. It is this transformation and process of being transformed that we call sanctification, that makes us more holy and more righteous and more like Christ. Therefore, having the mind of Christ is an entire life change, transformative and progressive process. To this end, we will look at our passage, Ephesians 4. Allow me to read some of the verses. Verses 1 to 6 says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with longsuffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. And going down to verses 17 to 24, this I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. This is the word of the Lord. The world that we live in today is utterly opposed to God. It is controlled by the prince of the power of the air. It is replete with differing worldviews. The world wants us to conform to its standards and practices, which contaminate, poison, blind, and enslave those who live by them. The world seeks to suppress the truth. Persons are willing to call good evil and evil good. It loves division, chaos, strife, and quarrels. It also loves to promote a negative view of individuality. Also, the world wants to be tyrannical, trampling freedom and even religious freedom. And at the same time, it wants to promote religions outside of Christianity where all can coexist. Against these and more, we are called to live faithfully to the Lord Jesus Christ and to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. But this doesn't happen suddenly and easily. Let us look at some important instructions given to us from the Word of God of how we should have the mind of Christ in the world we live in. Firstly, as we aim to live with the mind of Christ, we are encouraged to walk worthy of the calling with which we were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering or patience, bearing with one another in love and endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. This is very similar to the call in Philippians 2 to unity and oneness. The point is clear. God called us to be a part of his family. If we belong to him, we must be one. The head and the body must function as one. There should be unity, oneness, love, peace, humility, just as it exists in the Trinity between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The same must be seen in us. As verses 4 to 6 says, there is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. When we have the mind of Christ, the church will be united. Believers will live as one, walking in humility and love. Our families will be fulfilling their roles through love and obedience to Christ, and we will ultimately live as we are called to do. Secondly, in order to have the mind of Christ, we are commanded not to live like the rest of the world. This is very similar to Romans 12, 1 and 2. Here we are told to no longer walk as the world, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. Those who live in the world are dead to sin, as Ephesians 2 verse 1 says. They are controlled by the devil, their lust and their sinful desires. Here they are living a life absent of or alienated from God. As such, their thoughts are vanity. Their understanding is darkened. They are filled with ignorance and their hearts are blinded or hardened. As a result, they have given themselves over to lust. This is the world we live in. The same behavior we see when there is corruption, lies, theft, abuse, adultery, fornication, and might I add, promiscuity, rape, murder, and the list goes on. Brothers, sisters, friends, if we belong to Christ, we cannot live like the world. The mind of the world should not be in us. It must be the mind of Christ, where we are thinking his thoughts after him, and we are making the aim to be conformed to him. This is done when we put off the old man and put on the new man. Since we have been saved by Jesus Christ, when we heard the gospel and have been taught by Jesus, we have to put away our former way of living, which is the conduct of the world, which would eventually lead to our destruction and end. We have to now put on the new man, which is true righteousness and holiness. This is achieved when we are renewed in the spirit of our minds. This renewal is continuous. This renewal happens when we are regenerated, made a new creation. The old has passed away. We have become new. The spirit of our mind is our new spiritual nature, which is now one with the spirit of the Lord. The idea is that since we are saved and renewed, let us not go back to the former way of living, but we should continue to live with renewed minds, being conformed to the image of Christ. What a difference there would be when we walk conformed to Jesus Christ. What a difference there would be when we are united in love and humility, outserving each other for Christ's sake. We should have the mind of Christ.